Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is a gentleman we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the one and only actor extraordinaire, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? So great to be with you. Mike, it's always great to be with you.
Always good
there's to some
be with
things,
you.
There's some places that I would rather not be with you, but this
Most
is not
of
one of them. This is not one of them.
We'd like to be here. We got a lot to talk about. How's your week going there, Fred? You always have exciting, good weeks. I know you were at the recent Hollywood show here where you and your
Stephanie signed
some McCall and Hunter were back together again.
Yeah, we had a good time, and it's always great to see the viewing public come out and share their goodwill and good wishes. And you know, listen, as I said this before, this fan base comes out here. And many of them have saved up the whole year to come out.
Yep.
Many of them have come out here just to see us. And it's really, it's very flattering.
You know, we all know you from your sports days, playing for the New York Giants, or the Los Angeles Rams. We had a breath of air on the New England Patriots. But a lot of people just forget that you were, eight seasons on that show, Hunter. And I'm watching my Roku channel the other day, and there they come up. They've been advertising. There's a picture of you and Stephanie on the screen there. It says Hunter, and they're running that show like crazy. And you got to get TV, I think, runs it every day at 3 o'clock.
Is it 3 or 4? Is it three?
I think it's 3 o'clock, yeah. But
get TV.
Could be. Depends on your time zone, I think.
Yeah. Well,
so get is what I say. A little promo for that. Get.
Get.
Get. And get fun, get action with Get.
And have a lot of fun watching the show.
Get. That's what I say. Okay, we're going to have some fun. We got a lot to talk about. Some football signings, college football, baseballs. I don't know what the Dodgers are doing. I think they're taking a world tour, maybe a cruise around the world before they open this season.
And you know something? I also think it's time we start asking and demanding answers to questions in this NCAA NIL BS.
Yeah, we're going to hit that. Stay with us. That's coming up here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
And welcome back. Yeah, we're glad to have you with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in our sports lounge. Crowd is building up behind us there if you watch us on video. We're on radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. We're on Sports Byline Network, our flagship station 790 KABC in Los Angeles. We're on Sirius XM. You name it, we're there. And then we got the video going up on YouTube. It's on Facebook Live. So just to check it out. Go check out the website, thefreddryershow.com. Again, thefreddryershow.com. So before we get into it, Fred, if we can, let's just take a quick note because we didn't get a chance to talk to a lot of the listeners and neighbors that jump in the chat room that's up there on Twitter. Katrina says, hello, Fred. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
Watching you. They're on crntalk.com watching the video. Rachel's out there saying hello. And we got Nikki saying from Nebraska. She's tuned in. Martine says, hello, Fred. Hello, Mike. And hello to my podcast friends, too. She says, Fred, I'm looking through my adult son's football cards looking for your card. Now, there must be some cards of yours available, I'm guessing. Am I correct?
Football cards?
Football cards, yeah.
Of course.
So maybe she'll find some of those. Yeah. So, and then Jenny chimed in this week, and she said she had fun meeting you guys at the Hollywood show. Now, I wasn't there, so she's talking about Stephanie and you, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's good. And by the way, she says Get TV. Get TV took us out of their lineup. Give me a break. It was on, Jenny, better check that. It was on at 3 o'clock every day. So one's forgotten Hunter.
But I think they did take us out of that lineup.
They did. Is it on the weekends only now?
I'm not sure it's on even on there.
I don't know. I'm getting a recording of it every day, so I'm going to double check it. I'm watching it somewhere. Jamie says that no one has ever forgotten Hunter. You, Fred Dreyer, she says, are Hunter. Jamie, a new listener there. Lori saying hello to us, too. And she was at the Hollywood show. Love to see Stephanie McMahon. Love to see you. And she is from Iowa celebrating the Lady Hawks victory. That must be a big team there in
Iowa.
In Iowa, yeah. Chris says ace pitcher Garrett Cole, and this is breaking news here this week, will be out for about a month with elbow surgery. So the question is, how much of a setback will it be for the Yankees? And then they want to know if you finished your bag of chocolates they sent to you, Fred. So let's take them in order there a little bit.
I have not finished the chocolates. I nibble through there. I don't hog them.
Yes.
I don't hog them up, you know.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
And when I'm around people, I offer others a shot at the dark chocolate.
Those were the really good ones that you were throwing out at people as I recall.
Yeah. And, by the way, you know, Cole of the Yankee pitcher.
Garrett Cole, yes.
He's got a pending problem there that's going to take more than just a month.
That's what I say. You're not out a month. Maybe like Matt Young, a guy that visits with us often, came back quickly. Not anymore. You're out for a year or more. We're just getting through spring training, and already a lot of these teams have pitchers on the deal. Gatterall from the Dodgers is sidelined now with an injury.
Well, here they all are lining up.
You haven't even started the season. Let me ask you a question. You were in high school, probably pitched way too much. You had arm trouble, but I'll bet you wanted to still go out there and pitch, didn't you?
No.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Well, at least you were bright.
My elbow hurt, and then when they gave me the ball, and I said, "Gee, I really want to throw this sucker."
Well,
and I started throwing it, and I said, "That's it. I can't get it halfway to the plate."
Yeah, well, Garrett Cole is traveling to Los Angeles, getting another opinion and an MRI with the test results, and he'll not pitch for the Yankees until at least May. I don't believe it. I think he won't be back. If they're lucky,
he's done
for the year, probably. I mean, come on. What has he got here? He's got a big contract. He's entering the fifth year of a nine-year, $324 million contract.
That's about right.
Let me ask this question of all the teams out there. Who in their right mind would sign a pitcher for 10 years? Am I right? That's what's wrong with the – has anybody picked up old Blake Snell? Watch, he'll be up there, and I didn't catch it.
Well,
be on there.
Blake Snell is now going to be a Yankee.
Is he? Yeah, exactly. There you go.
That's it.
But don't sign him for 10. That agent of his tries to screw these teams over. I hope there's insurance
Scott
on that.
Scott Boras, you're talking
Scott
about.
Scott Boras. He's got the – so Cole is in 5 years of a nine-year contract. That means they could be stuck with this guy with a bad arm for four more years.
Or at least – the next 2 to 3 years, rehabbing it.
Yeah, the New York Post says they first reported that that Garrett Cole would miss some time over there. He's 33 now. He's got four more years. So my feeble math says he'll be 37. That's getting towards the end of a year for a pitcher.
Come on, right? It's not good for him, and it's not good for the Yankees. And he's on the short string of a long winter.
Here's what I would do. If you're going to pay that much money, you got to get something out of the player. I don't think it's a lot of stress to throw those bags of peanuts in the stand. Couldn't they use him as some vendor or something, services there?
Well,
and he'd be a hit in the stands. People would want him to autograph the peanut bags and everything, and at least you get some work out of him.
Well, I don't know if he'd be able to autograph it because his arm's going to be in a sling.
Yes.
So.
I stand corrected. Sorry. Anyway, I just think it's kind of crazy to sign somebody up for 10 years. I mean, look at Cody Bellinger. At least he's got Scott Boras. They wanted to get him for 10 years. Cody, one of the great players, then had a bunch of off years after he hurt his shoulder. Who knows if it didn't get back. He had a great year last year with the Cubs. He had one good year when he came back. Then they want to sign him to 10 years. How do you know he's not going to fall apart again? You got to go a little easier on these clubs.
Well, he's not a pitcher.
That's true. So
he should be
like, look at Ohtani. At least he can hit while he's mending on his pitching arm.
See, that's interesting. His arm to pitch is not good. But if you wait a year and he can't swing a bat,
right,
he can always pitch.
So there is a double threat guy. It's like anything else. If you can spend a dollar and use it in two or three different ways, it makes you invaluable to the team. Even coaching-wise, if these guys could come off the bench and help coach other pitchers or something, but they spend so much money on this thing. What is it? 9 years, I told you, $324 million?
9 years.
Yeah, it's something. Like, that's a 20-some-odd dollars, $28 million, something like that, a year. Is it 25? I had to do the math. So,
it just puts distance between the fan and the game.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just figuring this out. About $26 million a year. I'm a fast. You want me to do your taxes? If I can, let's go back to the chat room and see what's going on
here.
No, that was a good question, by the way, about from Chris. Thank you, Chris Cortez. Let's see. Nadine is there. Says, She is asking if you got a Bible that she sent to you or something. Did you get something from Nadine that's coming in the mail to you? Rachel,
it might be on its way.
Could be. Pamela says, hi, Fred and Mike. Enjoyed meeting and talking with you and Stephanie, Fred. It was lots of fun. And thank you so much for doing the 40th year anniversary of Hunter. So is it really 40 years?
Well, yeah, 1984.
Oh, boy, I'm getting old. 94 and 14. I better go take a rest. I'm going to go take a nap.
No.
Jenny says, it's not on it on Get TV. She says, they took it out completely. Nope, not even on the weekend. Thank you, Jenny, for reporting to us. I know it's on the Roku channel. It's there and probably on a few others. Maybe they're trying to get more money for it because it's 40 years old. You guys don't look 40 years old. You and Stephanie are in great shape for being 95.
Yeah, that's the consensus at the auto show.
Well, was it the auto show or the autograph? Oh, the auto.
Auto.
Oh, I thought maybe you bought a car or something.
Well, I could do that.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe we should get you at the auto show. That would be kind of fun.
That would be fun. Maybe. Signing autographs at the auto show.
They give you a car. All right, when we come back, seriously, we got to talk about college football and what the heck's going on. Fred's got some thoughts on that, and we'll lay it out for you. Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, F-R-E-D. There's your Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred Dreyer. Do him at Fred_Dreyer and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Boy, I'm out of breath here. We have to take a break. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the Sports Corner, and we'll be back.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here in the Fred Dreyer Show in our sports lounge that we set up at the CRN Broadcast Studios, I'm Michael Horn. That gentleman over there, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties,
yes,
in one game in the same quarter. So let's talk, if we can, excuse me there, NCAA football. And it could be basketball, could be anything, but... Nick Saban, the great coach who retired this last year, was invited to speak at a roundtable discussion with a handful of U.S. senators on Capitol Hill this past week. And Nick spoke about how the current landscape of college athletics contributed to his decision to retire from the University of Alabama after the 2023 season. He was a legend there. Those teams were incredible.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Quoting him, he says, "All the things that I believed in for all these years, 50 years of coaching, no longer exist in college athletics," he said at this roundtable. There was a video of it. It's on YouTube. Senator Ted Cruz put it up. Continuing with the quote, "It was always about developing players. It was always about helping people be more successful in life. That's the reason that I always like college athletics more than the NFL. It's because you had the opportunity to develop young people." He says, "I want their quality of life to be good. I think, as I said before, that name, image, and likeness, or NIL, we'll talk about that in a second, is a great opportunity for them to create a brand for themselves. I'm not against that at all. But to come up with some kind of a system that still can help the development of young people, I think that is paramount to the future of college athletics," end of quote. He also said that he used to invite Sundays. He would have the athletes and their parents come over to his house for brunch. Nick and his wife would make brunch. He says a lot of the parents talked about was how much money, when can they sign, what's going on. So all the things he thought about, he says, "I'm a student. I'm for student athletes being able to share some of this revenue, and I think the number one solution is all this to all this is if we could have some kind of a revenue sharing proposition that did not make student athletes employees." He says, "I think that may be the long term solution. I think you could create better quality of life for the students. You could still emphasize development, personal academic brand, and athletic development with a system like that, and it would be equal to in all institutions. In other words, somebody couldn't go out and raise more money at one school to create a competitive advantage from another." So that's why he got out. And so here's my question, Fred. You played at the San Diego State. I want to know what it was like when you played there. But if you go to school, you're going to school for an education. So you go to college, and if you got a college scholarship, they pay your way and you're on a team. Why would you start paying those players? They might as well just quit and go to the NFL. This is school. And if a coach is making a lot of money, then maybe he's a great coach and you want to go to that college where there's a great coach if that's the career you want to go down. But to go ahead, I understand if it's a likeness and the Supreme Court rule that your name, your image, your likeness, that's you get paid for that. They make a T-shirt for you. Share in that revenue. But to get paid to play in college, I think the whole school, the NCAA is out of control with their leagues and everything. Your thoughts?
Well, look, there's two forms here. You got the NCAA. Two-A amateur, where a school comes to the kid, the player, and says, "We're going to give you a free education if you come play football here at USC," and they can decide where they want to go and so forth and so on. It's not like, "Hey, you want to be a pro? We're going to give you a bunch of money now, and anytime you want to leave school and go get some more money, you can do it." Nobody understands that it's the the payoff is 1, 2, and 3 years. Usually 2 years is the commitment a young man has to make in order to get a scholarship.
There you go.
Free scholarship.
Free school, no tuition.
Now, what comes underneath the payoff of a free education is at discussion here. You can't honestly say that the NC2A package and the dictate that comes down from the NC2A, you know, and we're going to give you room and board, books. We're going to give you some cash every month,
yeah.
And you know, all that stuff it should be boilerplate within the agreement to come to USC to play football.
I agree with you.
Okay. Well, what's happened is you have bad management by the NC2A, number one. You got to get rid of the governing body and bring in someone like like Saban and four other great reputable coaches and say, you know something, we're going to govern and monitor what goes on in the football arena. You can do that for basketball. You can do it for every other sport if you want. But you have to now decide what is a scholarship worth, what is a scholarship, and how do you pay it out and without drawing the ire of other students. Like I see right here the top 10 NIL payoffs, the 10 most
This is the first year of the NIL,
yeah.
Name, image, and likeness. And
you've got Bronny James at USC got $7.6 million.
Unbelievable.
And then it drops.
Just for name, image, and likeness, right?
Yeah. And so what about the other teammates at USC? What about everybody? You couldn't drive a nail between the football program,
yes,
and fairness. You're there to get an education. If you're not, get rid of the NC2A, because what are the sanctions now that Bronny James has to work under? He has to work under what the rules are.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are now. Nobody knows what
Nobody
the rules
knows.
Are. How do I know if Bronny James isn't stealing money somehow on kickbacks from advertisers and the guy who wants to get him a Corvette? I want to know what are the goods and services.
These are students. They're just
what
students.
What are the goods,
yeah,
and services that are at play here? And,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's just... It smacks of stupidity, number one. And Nick Saban,
yeah, yep,
has to step forward if he's sincere about.
Now he's retired. He's out. But I agree with you.
Yeah, I know. But as a coach,
but it's a genius idea because yes, he's a coach. He's an instructor in college, teaching the football,
he's
teaching the ways of it.
Spokesman,
yes,
for the sport.
That's what they need. Is they need somebody that cares about what he talks about here. When he's putting this whole thing together, he's talking about that. I always like college athletics because he can develop young people. You're not developing young people when
you're
they're
not,
making $7.6 million.
First
dollars.
Of all, what are you here to develop? You're as a coach, you're playing for Nick Saban. And you want to make sure you get an education and fulfill your duties as showing up for practice and meeting the standards of the coach and the program. Well, okay, that's fine, but don't tell me, you know, that we've got to bend over backwards to make sure that everybody gets paid a lot of money, because it's only fair if Bronny makes $7.6 million, and that's within the school year.
Yeah. Image, and likeness,
yeah,
is what they're getting. And so here's my question. You went to San Diego State. A lot of people you played with went to college. You know, Vince Ferragamo was on the show all the time. He went to Nebraska. He was in Berkeley before that. What was it like then? Where people were you're as a student there? Were you looking to get paid to play football there?
I'm going to tell you what you got. You want me to tell you what you got?
Yes, please.
I got it's a California state school. They're different than you know the other revenue machinery.
Yeah, the
SC,
the university.
UCLA.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this was a grant and aid.
Yeah.
They gave you $60 a week, plus they gave you the opportunity to work on campus. You had to work.
Doing something besides football.
To get that money.
Oh.
You had to work to get that money. There was a time when you would show up and say, okay, Fred, you're going to work over at the nurse's office.
Gotcha. Or the cafeteria.
Folding, nurse's outfits.
I bet you did a good job at that, by the way.
It was a learning experience.
I'm sure it was, but you did a good.
And for that, I get $200, and that's how you actually worked off and earned your money.
So you had to work for the money.
But the school, Don Coryell, set it up to where whoever football player wants to work, come to the office, and we will send you out to construction companies, to the telephone, telegraph.
There you go.
We'll get you a job, and we'll also get you a job in the summertime if you want to stay down here at school instead of going back home.
I used to go. There was an office at Cal State Northridge. You could go there. Jobs were available, so I'd go get a card, write it down, and I could get a job getting work. That's what they did for you guys. They found a place for you to work.
That's it.
It doesn't happen here for Bronny James. He gets $7.6 million just for showing up on the team.
Yeah, and I want to know what the hell he did for 7.6.
That's a lot of money.
Can you imagine?
Is he related to LeBron James?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Bronny
wants Bronny, and here it is. He's he's in first place by $4 million.
Yeah, he's a star, and we got that going. But I think it's too soon to do that in college. We'll have a little more on this when we come back. Stay with us. It's a hot one today. Air conditioners out here at the Fred Dreyer Studio. We'll be back.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Okay, pull over, sit down, stop what you're doing because you're about to be blown away. I shopped Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and wow, I saved 20% with my coupon on really great picks for spring, like a cute dress for just $23.99. Plus, I got my husband a polo for under $11, but that's not it. Then I saved 40% on Easter outfits for my kids and earned Kohl's cash. So, yep, it's official. Kohl's is the best. Select styles, 20% offer ends March 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Find what you love, love what you find. At Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind.
Drink responsibly, B21. 2021.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, we're talking a little bit about Nick Saban and the fact that why he retired is he wants to help the students, but college sports out of control these days. And in 2022, there were nearly 1,300 undergraduates that transferred from one football school to another. So now they're getting scholarships, but if they can get some more money somewhere else, it's like the pros. Why don't you just transfer out of college and go uneducated into the NFL and see what you can do for if you're so hot out there for these college people. College used to be fun to watch because you thought that everybody played just for the love of the game. But now, once again, money. Wait till the agents start taking these players in college. Then we're really going to be screwed, I'll tell you.
Well, I've made a couple of notes here. There's no mention of this new NIL agreement. There's no mention get a free education for services rendered. Nothing about that. It's zero. Where's the players' commitments? You know, says a player? I'm sorry. Who says a player can hop around from team to team, school to school, and get paid at various venues?
Exactly.
Where does a financial disparity for Bronny at $7.6 million? He's the number one athlete. Can you imagine this?
Arch Manning, Texas football, 3.7. Mikey Williams, Memphis basketball, 3.6. Olivia Dunn, LSU gymnastics, 3.2. They're getting because of name, likeness, and image and likeness. I get that. That's the Supreme Court ruled on that. But it's like nobody at the college level at the NCAA has put this together. They're changing leagues. They got two teams left in the Pac-10, which is now what, the Pac-2? And instead of making, you know, so many divisions of teams and put the same amount of teams in each one, go for it. Put a structure together. Everything is unstructured in college sports.
Well,
it seems
$900 million spent in the first year,
yep,
of the NIL. Bronny gets most of the money at $7.6 million for whatever the hell he does.
Many players in the top 10 that are getting the money for likeness are kids of former pros. Why? Because they are kids of pros. So well, they're riding on that gravy train.
Well, here's the other deal that really bugs me. You just can't have a no cap on all of this stuff. You're handing out free money to 19-year-olds, and what you wind up getting is no commitment from the kids. You get no commitment at all from them.
Exactly.
And so put a cap on it, and you want to help. You know, the whole thing started out, honestly, this whole thing started out with the conversation that went something like this. The kid says, I had to cheat and take money under the table because I was hungry and I was going hungry. You imagine that? When people are out here, bums off the street, you know, dig into their pocket and come up with $5 to buy a hamburger,
yeah,
you know.
Go work, like you said, when you were in college. Go work.
That's all we did.
That's it. All right, I got something here for you. This could be only for the New York Jets. This could only happen to the Jets. So, you know, we got the presidential election coming up, and Robert Kennedy is running independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he's considering possible people as his running mate, and the names have come up here. Jesse Ventura, the former wrestler and governor of Minnesota, and Aaron Rodgers. for the New York Jets. Wouldn't that be something? The Jets finally land him as a quarterback, and then he becomes vice president, and they're still without a quarterback, only on the Jets. I'm telling you. Your thoughts on that, Fred?
God, I'm staggered. I have no idea what's going on in life.
Something is crazy, I'm telling you, going on. Let's go back to our chat room. We got a couple of comments here that we can take a look at. We talked about Hunter's the TV show Hunter's 40th year anniversary, and Martine says it's available on Peacock, which is the NBC streaming service, and it's available 24/7. You can watch any episode anytime. I've watched it on Peacock.
How do you get Peacock?
You download the Peacock app on the stick I got you, the Roku stick that we have hooked up for you.
Oh.
I got to get invite me over there, and barbecue season. Let's go. Have a brew, I'll hook it up for you.
I'll get you some cheeseburgers.
All right, perfect. Nikki says the show works for me. And then Jenny said, fortunately for all of us, Hunterites. And apparently the people that love your show, Fred,
yes,
are Hunterites. Hunter comes on several different streaming platforms like Freevee, F-R-E-E-V-E-E, Film Rise, Hulu, Peacock, YouTube, and I also mentioned Roku, so you can watch it there, and you'll never have to go without Hunter, that she's saying. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good, and what else? Tubi is also. Rachel says it's on Tubi, that it's available there, and Hunter does not stop because it's no longer on GetTV. There are so many other ways to see it, and so you can also order the complete television series, I didn't know this, of Hunter, that includes one of the movies and the return of Hunter, Everybody Walks in LA.
Everybody Walks in LA.
In LA. Everybody Walks in LA. So it was a lot of good. So apparently at this autograph show you were at, Fred, a lot of intense information came out. You and Stephanie McMahon stole the show, I'm thinking. Am I right?
I think so.
Yeah. Did you bring me back a signed picture from Stephanie for the wall here at all?
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, she was so busy, Mike.
At least there's your picture that you signed to me for Mike, or was that for Michael Sheff? I can't remember. But I just tell everybody, yeah, Fred signed that for me. I was his best friend. Put it in there. Now, let's talk a little bit about some signings here in football. You ready? Because we do have some season signings already. Kirk Cousins has signed with the Atlanta Falcons. You can jump in and give me your comments on these. 4 years, $180 million.
Who's this?
Kirk Cousins.
That's a good
one. Was on Minnesota. He's with Atlanta.
Yeah, that helps Atlanta.
I think it does. Baker Mayfield finally got his payday. He re-signed with Tampa Bay, 3 years, $100 million.
Good for him.
Yep. Russell Wilson, quickly, he was grabbed by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought they had a pretty good quarterback.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, 1 year, $1.2 million. You know, Seattle,
year,
then he was on in Denver. They cut him loose, and now he's 1 year, $1.2 million.
Wow.
Gardner Minshew signed with the Raiders, and they've had a bunch of quarterbacks going on there. And Jacoby, is it Brissett? Is that right? Signed with the New England Patriots, 1 year, $8 million. Jameis Winston signed with the Browns, 1 year to be determined. Tyrod Taylor signed with the New York Jets. I guess they're thinking of a backup
hire.
Here.
That's a good hire.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? And Sam Darnold signed with the Minnesota Vikings, 1 year to be determined. And Drew Locke signed with the New York Giants. How about that? And Joe Flacco, who did he sign up with, Jeremy?
Colts.
Oh, the Colts. That's a
good hire.
That's a good hire with the Colts. It's very good. Jeremy on top of that one.
That's his birthday today.
Yeah, well, it's... not only his birthday, the guy has popped a question, and he's also getting married.
Really?
Yeah. He popped a question to somebody down the hall, but then he's also, I think, getting married at the same time.
God.
It's from what I've heard.
That's triple.
So we celebrated with our usual cupcakes. By the way, we had both the white and the chocolate cold and frosted. The chocolates were the best, were they not?
I think they were, but there's something about the tanginess of the vanilla cupcake. I want to discuss that maybe at a later date.
Later date, we can have those be our official. Hey, why don't we name likeness and image and put Fred Dreyer's face on there? We can make a couple of bucks on
Freddy's
these.
Freddy's cupcakes. Come on.
have a whole bunch of women out there going for some of Freddie's cupcakes.
Oh, Freddie, could we have some cupcakes?
Yes. Mike, would you get those for me? Sure, Fred. I'll get them right out for you.
Give it. And bring a knife and some napkins.
I'll bring it in. I'll get some Coca-Cola to go with it. Be great. That'd be at our concession stand. Yeah, I read something somewhere where the some of the food they're saying was the Dodger Stadium and Angel Stadium foods are not for baseball what they should be. Other teams are beating them big time in what they're offering. And the Dodgers just remodeled their stadium not too long ago. You would think they'd have steaks, you know, maybe.
Well, don't
I would
they?
Think sushi now because they have Ohtani, you know, Yamamoto. They should have better
now, let
quality.
Let me ask
food.
You, is that racist?
I don't think so. Japanese food is delicious. I love it. But, I mean, you're going to probably get a lot of Japanese fans in it.
Specifically, they offered Japanese sushi.
I don't know if they have or not, but I would think they would have it.
It's not, I mean, to me.
Are you calling me racist, Fred?
I'm asking you.
I happen to like sushi, I like Ohtani and Yamamoto, so it's like, why not have some, get one of the chefs in L.A., get somebody good in there to have that, and eat delicious stuff.
You should get John Belushi in there. God bless him.
He's no longer with you. Maybe Jim would come out, but John, I think. I don't know. The sushi he would have, I don't think, is fresh. Let's see. Who else? The running back, Saquon Barkley, signed with the Eagles, 3 years, $37.75 million. Josh Jacobs signed with the Green Bay Packers. Josh Jacobs, does he work at KRLA with my daughter in the morning? He's a pretty good guy. I don't know.
Yeah, he double times.
Anyway, he signed with Green Bay.
He's a running back.
Yes, he's a running back. So Derrick Henry signed with the Baltimore Ravens, 2 years, $16 million. Tony Pollard with the Tennessee Titans, 3 years, $24 million. DeAndre Swift signed with the Bears, 3 years, $24 million. Who else? Gus Edwards with the Chargers, 2 years, $6.5 million. Antonio Gibson with the New England Patriots, 3 years, $11.25 million. So that's kind of interesting. What else do we have here? Josh Allen. They got wide receivers that have also signed, interior defensive line, edge defenders, linebackers, cornerbacks. So that's the deal. The Raiders cut Garoppolo. Here's more on that story. That's what I was looking for before. The move came just hours after they signed Gardner Minshew to a two-year deal, and days after the team released Brian Hoyer, the center, the signal caller, and the Raiders had signed Garoppolo to a three-year, $67.5 million deal in March of last year, so they're going to eat some of that contract, I would think.
They're going to eat a lot of it.
Garoppolo struggled to start the season, was benched in favor of Aiden O'Connell. Garoppolo led the league with 9 interceptions in 6 games. Oof, boy. I'll tell you. He also was suspended last month for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy.
What was he doing?
I don't know. They just threw that one out there. How about this Jaguars employee? Amit Patel, a former employee for the Jacksonville Jaguars, stole $22 million from the team. He's got 78 months in prison. The sentence was handed down by the U.S. District Court from the Middle District of Florida, and Patel admitted to wire fraud and illegal money transactions in a December plea deal. He worked for the Jaguars from 2018 to 2023. How do you not know that the guy's stealing $22 million from you in that time?
How did he do that?
He made purchases on the Jacksonville's virtual credit card and covered them up with monthly tracking reports. So
that guy's stupid.
Used the money to buy vehicles, a condominium, a designer watch worth $95,000. He also purchased cryptocurrency, splurged on luxury travel for himself and others, and then used the funds for a criminal defense lawyer on retainer, and then stored all the records in President Biden's garage.
Let's get him
next
on
next to the Corvette. I made that last part out.
So let's get him on the show.
Shall we?
Let him
plead his innocence.
I want to know how he did this.
Why are you thinking of getting a virtual?
Well, I think that's an elaborate scheme.
It sure as heck is.
And if you're going to get caught, I want to know what the hell happened.
Stay with us. Final segment coming up. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back here in the sports lounge for the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. A couple of final thoughts here in our chat room. You can find the two other Hunter movies, Back in Force and Hunter Return to Justice, with Fred Dreyer and Stephanie Kramer in them. And Pamela says, most Hunterites enjoyed eating dinner at the ramp, by the way, after your show over there. And you can also see Land's End on Tubi, and you can see both on YouTube and Tubi. So Land's End is there.
YouTube and Tubi.
Yeah.
And also Paramount.
That's good. Now, we have some pictures here, if we can, a little bit, and take a look at some of these fine shots here for you, Fred. And that's a favorite episode. It's called From San Francisco with Love. Pamela Johnson sent this in to us. It's from 1986, in which David Hendricks believes his father's worth $80 million, did not jump out of a hotel window. And that's kind of sets the whole thing up a little bit. And so you come in there as Hunter, and she thinks her father's much younger wife, Casey, might be involved in some kind of shenanigans there. So they meet a beautiful San Francisco police detective, and that, I think, is played by Valerie Foster, who's played by Laura Johnson. They invite her to help out, and then everything goes crazy over there. Captain Devane comes into the scene to see what's going on. Things of that nature go on, and it becomes quite an episode. You had so many great stars in these shows there, Fred. I don't know. It's, like, pretty good.
We had a good casting sense.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to post a picture of Captain... Captain Devane, is he drinking milk there, or is what?
Malox.
Malox. Swinging with Hunter. We'll post that at the website. You can check it out. We'll get it up there at thefreddryershow.com. That's our show, by the way. What a barn burner we had this week. If you miss anything, don't forget, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R.
By all means.
At CRN, like Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
We're on daylight saving times, folks, so there's going to be a lot of sunshine around here.
Well, that's a good way to end the show. And then we'll be back next week. We'll bring more sun to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good week, everybody. See you then. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.